You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? Sorry, losing my voice today, but that's okay. That is okay. I think I sound sexy when I lose my voice. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We got a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about some natural remedies for cold and flu season, which I couldn't get to last show, which is perfect because I'm going to probably need to take a few of these. We got Obama apologizing. All right. I don't know if he's really, really sorry he's losing health insurance or that he is sorry that they are in a situation caused by somebody other than him. Okay, we got to kind of read the words a little carefully here. I mean, is he truly sorry? We have some very interesting news when it comes to our fast food. Apparently, many of these fast food meals that we think, I don't want to say fast food, but these quote-unquote kids meals that we think still have some sort of nutrition, apparently very, very little nutrition. Not that we're shots, but, I mean, we're talking out of 5,400 kids meals, experts find that only 33 are actually healthy. Are you kidding me? Out of 5,400 kids meals. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Throughout the cough and cold season, we're all going to be kind of feeling sorry for ourselves and giving each other sympathy as we get sick and lose our voice, etc. You know, I've already told you what I think you should do, and I'm going to reiterate those points to you because I think it's extremely helpful. But it's always interesting to see what other news outlets are saying and what their health experts have come up with. And some of these things are kind of interesting, all right? Now, I'll give my advice first, okay? To avoid coughs and colds, one, don't be a family doctor, okay? Okay, now mind you, I mean, I hand wash all the time. I wear a mask when I see patients, not so much so I don't get a cold from them. It's if somebody blows or breathes onto me and I turn around and breathe back onto them, what the guy in the next room had. So I wear a mask for that reason. Plus, if I eat some leftover Chinese food for lunch, they don't want to have to smell that on my breath. But hand washing, of course. But, you know, in my line of work, all I'm seeing right now are sick people. People are sick. So, of course, it's rough. But I don't mind. That's what I do, you know, and I wake up every day happy I'm a doctor. I love it. But what should you do? Well, first, if you're at work and somebody next to you or your radio host is coughing into your stereo, if somebody next to you is sick, as soon as you go home, immediately take a shower. All right, that's what I've done. And you know, the past week or two, I haven't had a chance to take a shower right after work. So I still take a shower in the morning and at night, but I usually average 3 showers a day. And these showers, I really give credit to my not getting sick. Not because I have anything from a rectal exam on me. It's because, you know, the germs that land in your respiratory tree may get flushed out, you know, or maybe not do well with the hot steam. So I usually take a hot shower. I know there was a health expert that said go to cold showers, cold mist for the colds, even though cool mist humidifiers are wonderful. I usually recommend I like the steam. For me, it's worked. Okay. Now, I always recommend when you are sick, something like chicken soup. You know, the old Jewish mother chicken soup that I was brought up on, even though actually it was grandma's because my mom couldn't cook worth a damn, neither can I. I get it from my mom. But chicken soup, as long as it's got the vegetables in there and the onions and the carrots, very healthy. You got the warm broth that helps to soothe. You got the chicken and the cartilage and you got the anti-inflammatories and the chicken. Whole chicken soup, phenomenal. That seems to help. I don't want you popping vitamin C pills. If you pop vitamin C pills, that could cause kidney stones, etc. So my recommendation would be to have foods rich in vitamin C. You know, your vegetables, your fruit, etc. Don't overdo it with the juices because of the sugar. And then, you know, I talk to you guys always about trying to avoid the cold if you can. You know, many of us, we've learned to hold our breath. Somebody coughs and sneezes, so we hold our breath. You can only hold your breath so long. But I got to tell you, trying to avoid what somebody else is spewing, it's pretty smart. Okay? You know, then I also recommend you need to get good sleep. When you're not sleeping well and you really feel overwhelmed and you're just burning the candle at both ends like a lot of us do, you're going to be more vulnerable. Because, you know, keep in mind, you guys are always being bombarded by bacteria and viruses. Now, I understand cough and cold season, you are more prone to be sick, but even there's still bacteria and viruses throughout the other times of the year. Okay? Now, some people say, well, maybe it's because of the sneezing and the coughing during Christmas time and the holiday time, so maybe that's why people get sick. That's true, but then remember, during allergy season, people are coughing and sneezing also. Okay? Some people get a spring cold, some people don't. So, I mean, you know, this is the time of year that we're coming into where you do have the extra bugs, and it's a very, very virulent time of year. This is when flu decides to rear its ugly head, and a lot of colds, and a lot of, also remember, we're not outdoors running around, getting open spaces, and, you know, getting the fresh air, etc. We're indoors. We're cold. We're standing in long lines at Walmart trying to, you know, buy our Christmas gifts, you know, etc., which I do all the time. And so people behind you in line are coughing. It happens. It does. You're in a waiting room to see your doctor. Why? Because the deductible is getting used up. And with Obamacare, right, now you're going to be stuck with a $6,500 deductible like me and my family are going to be. So you're going to do everything at the doctor's office before December. Well, when you do that, then you're there with cough and cold season. So avoidance is especially important, but there's just some things that you just can't avoid. And remember, sometimes getting sick is a way for your body to build up its immune response. I don't want anybody going and getting pneumonia or getting the flu. We want to protect you. But sometimes every now and then the cough and cold that you get primes your immune system. You know, I remember my mom would keep my youngest brother out of daycare because she said every time she sent him to daycare, he got sick. Well, of course, it's new flora, new bacteria, new viruses. Of course he's going to get sick. Everybody gets daycare syndrome where the first week or two they go to daycare, they get sick. And it scares the mom. It does. But then again, you know, she had sheltered him for the first few years of his life that he wasn't exposed to this other stuff. So sometimes these kids being around other kids, you notice that the kids that have multiple siblings don't seem to do as poorly as the new siblings going to daycare. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. All right, so before we move on to medical news, this was a very interesting section. It was in the health section of Fox News. Some natural remedies for cold and flu season. Some of you are like, all right, Dahlia, I get that. You tell us to, you know, up our vitamin C and get our rest and, you know, listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show to not get sick. And, you know, very good. I'm glad you listened. Maybe you guys will pass the pop quiz tomorrow. But, yes. Oh, did I tell you guys there was going to be pop quiz? Oh, my gosh. I told you guys there was going to be a pop quiz. Well, you know what? I got this cold. I'm planning on doing my show tomorrow. If I don't, okay, so you guys got the heads up that we're going to have a pop quiz. Oh, damn. It's not really a pop quiz then. Anyway. All right. But, you know, what do you do so you don't have to keep running to the doctor getting antibiotics when you don't need antibiotics? Now, if you need antibiotics, you need the antibiotics, okay? I mean, don't not take an antibiotic because you want to please the current administration. God forbid you're going into a sepsis. You need the antibiotics. That's what they're there for. But a lot of you guys don't need antibiotics. And you take the Z-Pak when you have, you know, a rhinovirus or an adenovirus or, you know, who knows, even herpes virus you guys are taking Z-Paks for. So anyway, one very common remedy, and my Italian friends know about this one, is the garlic. All right? All of my Italian friends say, Dahlia, you got to cook with garlic. And I got to tell you, they do pretty well because they put the garlic in their food. All right? It's antifungal, antibacterial. It's pretty cool stuff. And it tastes yummy. Now, according to this, and again, I can't recommend it, but 1 to 2 cloves of very finely minced garlic in a small glass of water. They say drink it quickly in one sip. I can't recommend that because you're going to probably have bad breath, and I don't want you guys to choke. But I guess some people claim that garlic helps. Another one is coconut oil. Apparently, coconut oil has lauric acid. You know, if you're ever thinking about naming your next kid, lauric acid is a good one. The body converts into a compound that has potent antimicrobial properties. Now, this is from the health section in Fox. They can help boost your immune system. Coconut oil. I don't really live near any coconuts, but the lime in the coconut. I don't really have any coconuts around here. And let me tell you, if I was, you know, near a coconut, I wouldn't be getting the oil out of it. I'd be mixing it with a pina colada. Next, fermented cod liver oil. High levels of omega-3s make this ideal for reducing inflammation. It's got vitamins A. It's got vitamin D. It boosts immune health. Pretty good stuff. So fermented cod liver oil. I'm not recommending this. This is from the health section. I'm just reading the news. Apple cider vinegar. Now, a lot of you guys are doing this apple cider vinegar because you want to alkalize the body. Here's my problem. Okay, you really don't alkalize your body. Your body decides what pH it wants to be, and we've talked about the body's pH. You're just a little bit more on the basic side than the acidic side. And then if your body decides to that you're too acidic or too alkalotic, it'll either breathe more, it'll either hold back the breaths, and you'll also urinate out more hydrogen items versus keeping hydrogen items. So your body is very attuned to an acidotic or alkalotic state and immediately starts to move in. Notice how many of you start to breathe heavy after you eat carbs? Well, carbs start to turn things more acidic, so you start to blow off more CO2. So I don't think you have to, in a way, drink apple cider vinegar to so much turn an environment into an alkaline environment. I mean, I don't think it'll do that much, because remember, your apple cider vinegar goes through your stomach and mixes with the acid anyway. If there's any dilution, it'll happen in the stomach. It's not going to happen in the blood. But I know a lot of you guys love the apple cider vinegar. Then they talk about liquid chlorophyll. Now, the only thing I know about chlorophyll is it's in the plants with photosynthesis. Many of you are thinking, and I did the same thing, I thought of Charlie's Angels and chloroform. Remember, everybody caused Charlie's Angels people to fall and drop because they couldn't, I don't know why. I mean, I guess they wouldn't snap anybody's neck in the Charlie's Angels days. They would give everybody chloroform, right? They'd come up and they're like, oh, no. And then that fades so prettily. They say liquid chlorophyll. We're not talking about chlorophyll form. They say chlorophyll is also alkalizing. That could help. Again, I don't know much about the whole alkalizing issues with blood, because when these things go through the stomach, your stomach will acidify things. And with the degree of the acid that you have in the stomach, it's not going to, by the time it gets absorbed, really start to change with the blood. And like I said, even if you start to go into a metabolic acidosis or a metabolic alkalosis, your body starts to compensate for that immediately. Nasal wash. Do not use tap water when you do your nasal washes. Your nasal washes, shall we say, like the neti pots, etc. Smart. It's plumbing, right? Clean out the plumbing. Use sterile water, distilled water. Make sure what you're putting in your body is clean. Makes a lot of sense, and a lot of you do really well with the nasal washes. Like I said, for me, it's the hot shower. Now, interesting, warm liquids. There's been back and forth on how the warm liquids reduce inflammation when usually cold is supposed to do that. Well, for some reason, we always find soothing, you know, hot tea, hot soup with our throat. And even though heat produces inflammation, I think it's a little bit barbaric to the bacteria. And then maybe that's why we find some therapeutic help with that. All right. And maybe it's because it increases blood flow. But heat increases inflammation. Cool decreases it. And I usually like a sip of some Coca-Cola when I'm sick. Not that that's the healthiest thing to do, but I notice that the cold helps decrease inflammation. But nothing beats a nice, warm, hot mug of hot chocolate with the marshmallows. Although, I got to be honest with you, okay? I never got these stupid little piddly marshmallows that they would put in the hot chocolate. Remember, like, what was it? Swiss Miss? Swiss Miss, right? Swiss Miss Pudding Bars. That one. I'm Swiss Miss. That one. I guess Swiss Miss, I think, used to have hot chocolate. And the marshmallows were the dinkiest, weeniest, wussiest piece of crap marshmallows ever. So I would be like, what? This is the marshmallows. What? So my mom would go and get, like, the real marshmallows, the ones with the multiple colors. How you're really supposed to have your hot chocolate, okay, is you throw, because remember, it's steaming hot because of the microwave. The microwaves were just starting to be used in droves in the 80s. So then you would throw these marshmallows on there, these big jumbo even marshmallows, not the minis. The minis came out later, but these big jumbo marshmallows, and then they would start to melt, and then you would stick your spoon in the melted, and then you were like, well, you know what, let's add some chocolate syrup and then add some whipped cream. It's not the hot chocolate that cures your cold. It's all the gooey caloric crap you put on the hot chocolate. By the time you decorate your hot chocolate like a sundae and even throw a cherry on top, you ain't thinking about your cold. Okay. Warm liquids. They talk about here homemade bone broth. Oh, Lord have mercy. Hot lemon water and herbal teas. They say these boost the immune system. Ginger is good for sinus trouble and congestion. I like ginger, by the way, for nausea, morning sickness. I was put on ginger. It worked pretty well. Chamomile, I guess. Homemade cinnamon tea. Cinnamon and honey helps reduce coughing and congestion. Elderberry syrup. I don't know if any of you guys are around elderberries. They're also known as sambucas. I guess it's supposed to help prevent and treat colds and flus. The berries, I guess, have the anti-inflammatory anthocyanin as well as antioxidant flavonoids. These help combat illnesses, according to them. I don't really know much about elder berries. When I deal with berries, it's usually strawberries or blueberries, and it's usually in a pack. 1-877 Doc Tolly. Yeah, I'm not feeling well today. So if I'm not feeling well today, I could talk about junk food. I could talk about, I'm allowed to. I got a cold. I'm going home and I'm going to make myself some damn hot chocolate with some whipped cream, and I'm going to be planning the big nasty pop quiz for tomorrow morning. 1-877 Doc Tolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Our president of the United States says he is sorry that Americans are losing health insurance plans. He repeatedly said they could keep under his signature health care, according to Boston.com. He stopped short for apologizing for making those promises in the first place. You see, did he really apologize? Here's a quote. I am sorry that they are finding themselves in this situation based on assurances they got from me. He added, we've got to work hard to make sure that they know we hear them, and we are going to do everything we can to deal with folks who find themselves in a tough position as a consequence of this. So you see, he's really not apologizing for screwing us up. What he's doing is he's apologizing that the mean insurance companies are beating up on the voters, on the citizens. And the probably non-citizens, too, that are getting Obamacare. So the president's apology, I mean, it's about time he acknowledges and shows us that even though he's sitting pretty up there, we're all now struggling and stressing around Christmas time to try to figure out what the hell plan we need to have by January 1. So it's nice to know that he feels our pain. But he's no Clinton. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Tolly.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary, it's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Oh, this is interesting. Wait a second here. Wait a second. There's a deodorant that smells like meat. Apparently, J&D Foods have made a deodorant called Power Bacon, a gel deodorant with a strong meat-scented musk. Apparently, it went on sale today. I guess they're calling it an odorant as opposed to a deodorant so that you could run around and smell like bacon. It's called Power Bacon. Costs $9.99, and you get to smell like bacon. You know, guys don't want that either, okay? Guys don't want... Listen, you know, the reason why guys are putting on deodorant is because girls complain. But guys like to smell like guys. You know, I'm watching Walking Dead, right? And, you know, these people aren't really showering. And, it, you know, the guys really don't seem to care. I think they like the smell of sweat, right? The smell of sweat. I think they do. Okay, I think to them, it's a sign of, and because animals that smell sweaty, I mean, I got a bunch of cats, I got cats and dogs, okay? And the two males, okay, they stink, right? But they're proud of it. Now, the girls, they're always cleaning themselves. Clean, 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 always cleaning themselves. Clean, 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 right? But the boys, damn, they don't care. Right? I mean, they'll fart in front of you. They don't care. Because remember, they embrace what they are. And it's not a dirty thing. Okay? Now, yeah, maybe we have grown accustomed to, oh, no, it stinks, blah, blah, blah. But for the most part, guys, you know, gyms. Notice how some of you guys don't mind the smell of gyms. Right? Because that's what real people smell like. You guys get what I'm saying. My problem is I'm not really a big fan of bacon. And so I really don't want anybody smelling like bacon. Now, if I wanted my man to smell of anything, okay, I would probably want him to smell of a juicy prime rib that has maybe a garlic rub with some pepper and maybe a little bit of a, barbecue honey. I wouldn't mind my husband smelling like that, or I would want my husband smelling like chocolate. That would be cool. I mean, if you're really trying to smell for the babes, smell of some chocolate. I was reading to a bunch of kindergartners and preschoolers, I don't know, gosh, this was I think last year, and one of the kids came up to me. And he comes up to me and he looks at me and he's smiling and he goes, "You smell." And I go, "Really?" And I'm thinking body odor or whatever. He goes, "Like chocolate." And he looked at me like I was Santa Claus. And he thought I felt good. I was like, first of all, I was like, thank the Lord, you know, because you have no idea what you can be smelling like. But this kid thought I smelled like chocolate. Now, the funny thing is I really didn't have chocolate all that day. So I don't know why, unless maybe you eat the chocolate and then days later you exude that smell. I'm smelling myself now. I think I do smell chocolatey. I love chocolate. I'm sorry. I do. When the year 2030 comes and chocolate's on short supply. So anyway, for those of you that want a bacon smell, you have it. Okay, now this is ridiculous. There's a man that claims that when he takes pictures up women's skirts, it's his constitutional right. And we would be violating his freedom of speech if we went through with the arrest and the charges. Apparently, Michael Robertson, 31 years old from Andover, Boston, this is being reported by Mail Online, said in a Massachusetts Supreme Court that his First Amendment freedom of speech rights means he was not breaking the law when he was arrested back in 2010 for allegedly photographing an undercover cop and another passenger. He was charged with two counts of photographing an unsuspectingly nude or partially nude person and faces 2 years in prison if convicted. Now, ladies, I don't know about you, but I would never be naked under a skirt. That, to me, just never made any sense, okay? Because I've always lived in areas that was very, very windy. In fact, somebody could argue that I actually double up on the underwear because I like to wear nylons and then I like to wear Spanx and I don't know, whatever else smooths the butt look, you know, under the skirt. So, I mean, for those of you thinking about taking pictures of me under my skirt, you're not going to really, really see anything. I mean, you're going to see basically Spanx, not very sexy. I'm telling you that right now. Okay? Not that usually the Spanx people are the ones that end up getting the pictures taken of them. Usually people that don't need Spanx get the pictures taken, but still. Alright? His attorney, Michelle Mencken, and yes, there's always an attorney, told the state seven justices in court, if a clothed person reveals a body part, whether it was intentional or unintentional, he or she cannot expect privacy. She argued the laws are in place to protect people from peeping toms and apply to spying on people who are nude or partially nude in a place where they would usually expect privacy, like in their home. But he can't be guilty of photographing a partially nude person because the woman in the photos were fully clothed and their genitalia was covered by underwear. What he saw was in plain sight. He did not place his camera directly up a woman's skirt. He saw what was in front of him. Are you guys buying this? Attorney Kaylin Campbell, who represented the state, argued that people have an understandable expectation that one can have on not be photographed like in that kind of setting. Robertson saw parts of women's undergarments that he otherwise could not have seen because of the camera. So he argued that someone would have to be secretive about taking such photographs to violate current laws, and Robertson was not. The use of cell phone in public is not secret surveillance. And I guess the case goes on. Okay, so, this is ridiculous. Okay, I mean, some of us may really appreciate the art of law, okay, and how people can find angles. There's always two ways to argue something or multiple ways to argue something. But we're talking about a guy taking a picture up people's skirts. Now, what do you do about the case of, like, Anne Hathaway or, I don't know, Paris Hilton or whoever, as they get out of cars and there could possibly be a shot with the skirt? Okay, I look at it as if you're getting out of a car, all right, whatever is in plain view coming out of the car, I mean, come on, you got to give people a break here. I have one dress, I told you guys about the dress, it's the only dress I have where the skirt is actually kind of short. And when I get out of a car, I remember I had to go to a party and there was valet. And so I tell him, as the valet was coming to open my door, I said, I got a short skirt. I'm going to have to cover up. He's like, not a big deal. I'll turn around. And I was able to get out of the car without putting anybody at risk, right, of being accused of sexual harassment or whatever. Okay, but if I was just standing somewhere or sitting somewhere and somebody decided to take a camera, that person is a sicko. Okay, now I can understand somebody, it accidentally catching the eye. Like, you know, somebody, let's say, has a wardrobe malfunction and their breast accidentally falls out of their shirt. Obviously, people are going to turn to look. Guys and girls alike. Not because it's a sexual thing, it's because it's just something that doesn't usually get seen, and so it draws attention. But somebody stopping to take a picture, that is sick. And I understand paparazzi make a whole lot of money, and if I ever become famous, I am expecting paparazzi are going to want to try to get, you know, wardrobe malfunctions, and I get a lot of them. Maybe they won't. I think that's how a star knows they made it, if paparazzi catches a wardrobe malfunction on them. But, it's not their constitutional rights. You know, one of these days, I think we really need to sit down and discuss what the First Amendment really does protect us with. And what it really means, because I'm getting a little sick and tired of seeing people, what's the word for it? Oh, gosh, I can't think of the word. It's a big word. Sorry. Yeah. You know, where you kind of use it in your, you know the word I'm talking about, where you're trying to use it in your favor, and you play it to mean what you want it to mean. Yeah, you know, I'm sorry. You see, this is what happens when I have a sore throat. Don't go away, but right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Alright, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI-1877. DOCDALI. I really appreciate you guys all tuning in. Hopefully by tomorrow or Monday, I sound a lot prettier, you know, sexier. I know it's kind of hard to listen to my frog voice, but we're getting there. Okay, here we go. Please follow us on Twitter and Dr. Dahlia and Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, fast food experts analyzed 5,400 kids' meals. Only 33 were actually found to be, quote-unquote, healthful. Some of you are like, well, that's no shock, but I think it does shock a lot of people. Analysts from the Yale Rudd Center for Food Policy and Obesity, I guess they are huge proponents of trying to remove sugary drinks from schools and a tax on soda, etc., analyzed the menu offerings from 18 fast food chains. They considered all the possible combinations of main dishes, sides, drinks, etc. for a total of 5,400 meals. 11 out of the 12 of the restaurants with kids' meals had at least one option for a side dish, like apples, bananas, fruit, applesauce, green beans, corn salads, even salads. I guess Panera Bread has a few different types of salads for kids. That was 11 of the 12 restaurants. In addition, more than three-quarters of the restaurants offered a health drink choice, like unflavored milk, juice, bottled water, etc. Of course, McDonald's now only serves half French fries, half apples. Okay, Subway, Burger King, Taco Bell, Arby's, Jack in the Box were commended for having main dish items that didn't go overboard on calories, fat, sodium, etc. They said the commercials have been cut back, etc. But they found that still only 33 of these meals actually met the recommended nutrition guidelines. Okay? And the restaurant and food industries, they said, I guess, have their own standards, okay? They have the National Restaurant Association's Kids Live Well program, the Children's Food and Beverage Advertising Initiative, etc. All right, and that's supposed to set limits on calories, fat, sodium, sugar. When the Rudd Center analyzed measured these meals against these standards, only 3% actually measured up, according to Fast Food Facts 2013. Now, again, what I want to know is how many of the grown-up meals satisfied healthy also. Okay, I mean, we're talking about the food chains they looked at was Arby's, Burger King, Chick-fil-A. I've never eaten a Chick-fil-A because we don't have one in town. I hear the chicken's amazing. Cece's Pizza, Dairy Queen, Domino's, Dunkin' Donuts. Okay, you don't go to Dunkin' Donuts for a healthy meal. Jack in the Box, KFC, Little Caesars, McDonald's, Panera Bread. Panera Bread, I could see you going for health food. Pizza Hut, Sonic, Starbucks, Subway. Have a vegetable sub. I get that. Taco Bell, Wendy's. Okay, and the report was funded by grants from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the Rudd Foundation. Okay, this is one of those things where, okay, what I want to know, and I was hoping this article would give us, is the vitamin A, the vitamin C, the calcium contents. Okay? Now, we don't want anybody to infuse our kids' food with vitamins, okay? Our kids should be getting their vitamins from eating healthy fruits, vegetables, etc. It makes no sense to drink a chocolate shake that has a whole bunch of vitamins in there, and that's supposed to equate to you eating a healthy meal. No. Okay? You know, but I think we're really putting too much pressure on these fast food places to have, I mean, to offer health food. I mean, you know, if you want to give a kid a bell pepper, if you want to make your kids a ground lean turkey meat patty with an arugula salad on the side, you're not going to get that from Chuck E. Cheese. You see that? Okay. And so, you know, when you see this article going, oh, my gosh, oh, yeah, you know, to you and me, we're like, oh, this makes sense. Okay. But to other people, they're like, oh, no, that's horrible. Well, you know, what I would like to know, though, is you know, why are the parents feeding them fast food? Where are the parents in all this? Okay? I mean, fast food is there for a reason. They offer a kids' menu because it's another aspect to their revenue. Okay? But most of the people eating fast food are you and I, the adults. And, I mean, cut them some slack for crying out loud. Okay, I mean, these guys are, I mean, just like, you know, the makers of alcohol, okay? The makers of Crown Royal or Jim Beam, okay, are you going to try to make them go healthy? Or are you going to try to tell Crown Royal to infuse with vitamins or make less calories? That doesn't make sense. Yeah, well, we're going after all the other junk food places. Why not? I mean, you know, there are things out there for people's escape. And, yeah, we need to educate them, and we need to be smarter and educate ourselves on the health aspect of it. And I got to be honest, having a piece of literature available for people who want it, I don't think you should just shove it in everybody's face. But having a piece of literature available on the calories and the vitamins and stuff that they're getting in, okay, I think is a great idea. Now, I don't think you have to force restaurants to continually change their menus by any means, but having a pamphlet up there for the nutrition, you offer everybody the nutritional information when you hand them a menu, they can do that. Great. Because, you know, some people may think that those tomatoes and the lettuce will qualify for a food group. Remember a Big Mac was supposed to qualify all four food groups because you had the bread, the meat, the cheese, and the lettuce, remember? Back in the 80s, the Big Mac was supposed to qualify for all four food groups, and then we came to realize that the lettuce in the Big Mac really didn't qualify for vegetable. And then they said, well, the special sauce that I believe has ketchup in it could qualify. No. Come on. No. So, you know, I just think we're going about it wrong. Okay, if you guys want to do away with all fast food because it's tempting to you and you don't want to be tempted, then you're also going to have to do away with other things that are tempting if we're going to make it fair. Okay, all right, if you think having all these sexy ads out there of these voluptuous women that are half naked is going to tempt you to stray from your wife, well, then maybe we need to get rid of all good-looking radio hosts, right? Come on. Throw me a bone here, people. Come on. Let me think I'm sexy. Let me think I'm sexy. Shall we say, what else is tempting? Oh, a car that could go up to 80 miles an hour or 110 miles an hour. That's too tempting. It's too easy for somebody to go and get fast food these days, so we need to limit fast food. Well, it's too easy for somebody to put his foot on the gas pedal and cause the car to go up to 110 miles an hour. What are they going to do next? Limit our cars where the max speed is only 75 or 55? I mean, when do we take responsibility? And we know there are things that are tempting. We know there are things that are probably not very good for us. All right? But, I mean, you can't work to put these people out of business. I mean, people want McDonald's. There's people out there that want McDonald's out of business. I think that's stupid. I think it's ridiculous. Because then who else do you want not practicing and not having a business and not being... what if, let's say, you think that your doctor, who is recommending vaccines, who is recommending diet, weight loss, etc., is too risky because you think they're going to put you on a diabetic medication and the diabetic medication you think could hurt you. All right? If you don't like that doctor, you go to another doctor. But what if you're a part of a group? Are you going to want to get that doctor thrown out and completely closed down because they're for vaccines and you're not? Where do we stop with the risky behavior? You know, every now and then in one of these very beautiful national parks, there's an actual bridge. Somebody crossing a bridge and leaning over the bridge, it could be risky. Somebody climbing a mountain or doing rappelling off of the mountain in the national park could be risky. Are we going to close down the parks? Get a clue, people. Okay, I got to go get some hot chocolate. Some low-fat hot chocolate. Gee. All right, guys, don't go away. We got more Dr. Dahlia coming up. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.